Kmo Ksubis and Daf Hey Melech, which brings down the Itza of a Dava Dover on Shabbos, you have to be very careful about your speech. So you look up in Yeshaya and Perek and Ches, where Yeshaya is saying over what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to say. He's Ma'arech over there. So the last statement that he's telling Klai Yisrael, what Hashem is telling him what to do, his statement is, if he badatoy ma'asas derechecho, he must be mitzoy chepsecho v'dava dover. The person in honor Shabbos from doing his work, finding his faith in, and from speaking forbidden speech. In essence, the last statement is telling you four separate things. First is telling you the chibadatoy, the Gemara and Shabbos, and after if you give him an alaf darshan, the chibadatoy, shelo yehei ma'bushechel shal Shabbos, ma'bushechel shal kol, the way you dress on Shabbos should not be the same dress as you dress during the weekday. Next Gemara darshan is ma'soy sterechecho, meaning shelo yehei lucha shal Shabbos ke lucha shal kol, the way you walk on Shabbos should not be the same way as you walk during the weekday. Then mimitzoy chepsecho, you should not find your chfeitzim, chepsecho asum, chepsa d'shemayim mutarim, that looking for your chfeitzim is osur, however chepsa d'shemayim is mutar. And then v'dava dover, shloye d'varcho shal Shabbos k'd'varcho shal chol, the way you speak on Shabbos should not be the same way how you speak during the week. Four separate things is the last statement that Yeshaya is being mitzvah to Klai Yisrael from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So to go through each one, what they mean. First, the chibadatoy is that what? Again, the four things. I want to tell you how you should dress differently than Shabbos than during the week. You should walk differently. You should speak differently. And you should define your faith in different. The first one is, again, to dress differently. What does it mean, dress? So, Mishabur brings down this pasuk in Siman Reis Tav Beis and in some Tavkuf Chav Tes. The person, when he gets dressed on Shabbos, should not be like it is during the week. First, on Shabbos, you should have begodim noim, nice clothing. Begodim nakim, it should be clean clothing. The Mishabur Agav brings down from the Seif Chassidim that when you put a child in your lap, since he usually gets you dirty, you have to put on an apron or something, a napkin underneath you. Make sure you shouldn't get dirty. Make sure you, not only should you walk into Shabbat having clean clothing, but even on Shabbat itself, you should make sure your clothing do not get dirty. But chutz mizeh, there's an inim yuchad that a person should have, but godim that a yuchad for Shabbat and not from chol. That's Gemara saying that your malbush of Shabbat should not be your malbush of chol. What does that mean? So the Mishavua says, it's good that a person should not wear on Shabbos everything he wears during the week, afilu chalok, even an undershirt. You should have a miyuchadika undershirt even for Shabbos. So the ikalachu of the chiv is at least one thing, a shirt, a jacket, or you've got them on top. The Mishavua says, even afilu chalok, the undershirt. The Svotan of Maisriyab and the Goyim, that in Simon Kuf and Zayin, that he was makbin mikafa regal va'ad roishoi, from the bottom of his feet until top of his head, he would not have anything that he wore during the week, he would have a godim yuchud for Shabbos. Put on the chidom or etzmon oiskuf bamates, also the same thing, mikafa regal va'ad roishoi, to not wear any beggar at all, besides cotton, besides godel, to wear anything that's yuchud, anything that's during the chol on Shabbos. So let's go through everything a person can wear. First, a hat. Is an Indian to have a hat yuchud for Shabbos or not? So the Aruch HaShulchan and Siman Reish Mem Bei says, yes, why? I've come to Shabbos. And your malbush of Shabbos should not be like during the week. And therefore you should have a hat, miyuchas for Shabbos. The Sfurta on the Goyim also had a hat, miyuchas for Shabbos. Kavachayim passed in that way. And Shmir Shabbos, being done Aruch HaShulchan, you should have a hat, miyuchas for Shabbos. Again, of course, that's not a chiyah, but it's nichol and the toiv loy, that's a toiv for a person to have it on Shabbos. I've come to Shabbos. What about a yarmulke? Should a person have a yarmulke, miyuchas for Shabbos? That you very rarely see. The mice is brought down. And Dinam van Hogas of the Chazanish, the Lamaisa he did, he changed everything. He took off his yarmulke and put on the Shabbos like a yarmulke. What about a jacket or a shirt? That's before a posture of how the person should change. That's mamish what a person sees, that's snicker. About he should have that miyuchad for Shabbos. We got to go last, we got to everything. That's not Shabbos. First, next is, let's say, your undershirt. So an undershirt, again, the Mishavot says, I feel a chalak. You can argue the word chalak means, because in Hebrew, an undershirt is gufiyah, and a shirt is chultzah, so what's a chalak? But Maisa, of course, the first Amor in Hilchus of the 9 days, that in Siman Tavkuf and Aleph, the Amor says that on Shabbos you should not wear big day Shabbos, even on Shabbos Chazoin. You should not wear big day Shabbos, except for what? A ketanis. What's a ketanis? It says Mishnah Berurah, big day Zaya. An undershirt. The only thing you can wear Yuchud during Yuchudik and Begadim of Shabbos on Shabbos during the 9 days, says the Amor. We're not knowing that way, but it says the Amor is what? It's an undershirt. So you see, then the Amor had. They had undershirts, Yuchud for Shabbos, for Shamah. Might as well down that way also in the Tziv, in the Shulta Aleph, that clearly writes also you should have a beggar Yuchud for your undergarments. then because of Shulchan and Rishon and Beis also says the same thing. What about your pants? For a pants, it's for a body should, and if you look at the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and it's in the race down with Beis, he says, Mechastayim, he says those words, you should wear pants from Yuchat for Shabbos. What about your belt? Is your belt a malbush or not? Also, Shulchan Aruch Rav, and it's in the race down with Beis, also says a belt, might as nefali clothing, and go down also in the state of the Kroy Shabbos, in the Shlach Kodesh. The Shlach also, like Shulchan Aruch Rav says, you should have a belt from Yuchat for Shabbos. What about your socks? You have socks from Yuchat for Shabbos? Who is not worth the Kappa Regal, Radroishoy, the Fidor, the Goyin, who you should have socks? And also, of course, Mucha that way, in Simon Tokuf and Aleph, by Shabbos Chazoy, the Meshavua says, you can have the Begodim Yuchat for Shabbos, Big Day Zayah, meaning your undershirt, and says, what else? And follow your socks. The Meshavua says, you can have the Begodim Yuchat for Shabbos, like socks. So see, they had socks, Yuchat for Shabbos then also. What about shoes? So shoes, that's why my talking, the place given a Kama Akronim, earlier Akronim deal with the Shiloh. If shoes and nipple in the concept of Malbush, the Gemara says, your Malbush of Shabbos should not be like the Malbush of Kol. Your shoes are malbush. The Rav Palin in Teledalit, he wants a tiny note, we make a bracha in the morning, malbush arumim. Then we make another bracha, sh'otali called sarki. What's called sarki? The reason is because we make a bracha on our shoes. So you see, malbush arumim, malbush, that's clothing. Sh'otali called sarki is shoes, we want tiny shoes, are not a chilek of it. However, come on, argue and say, malbush arumim means dak orum, your shoes are not covering anything that's orum, usually wearing socks, or stamas is not a makam orum. Or you might be seeing, we say, oh, you sell the grua, which is going on the belt, even though it certainly is a malbush. So the Shemir Shabbos being down with Machloikis, and Kamachon being down with Machloikis. And I think the minhag certainly in America is that people do have two pairs of shoes. That's the minhag of the Americans. The Israelis, I'm not sure what they do, but I know the whole box, they shine it. And someone trying to shine it makes it new from Kovat Shabbos. It gets dirty, and then it's effectively an old pair of shoe. Each line of shining helps or not, this gets shoe being down. So the concept, maybe shining shoes does help or not.
Well, you have good thinking.
Well, it depends. 1 week you don't get that dirty, let's make it new. Shouldn't get that dirty. But even shining shoes, a shower. First shoes, a shower helps. Well, a shower if you need shoes. And shining shoes, a shower if it helps or not. Just get shoes being done. My point is, Yishlein. What about a talus? The person have a talus, Yichel for Shabbos or not. So the Shabbos himself, for example, says, Efshaloi, Toib, Shiloi, Gam, Talus, Achel, Shabbos. Shabbos, Yichel, the talus for Shabbos. What about your talus cotton? Old Bachum should have something Yichel for Shabbos or not. So the Alfi Yosef brings down from the Chaim Palaji, and Ech Lami Shav, also Talos Kotim, Yuchat for Shabbos, the same for the Kroos Shabbos, also says, also Talos Kotim, why? As far as, basically, that when you should have your Malbush from Yuchat for Shabbos, and you should not wear it during the week, and this is covered Shabbos as much as you can change your Shabbos, that's Nichol in and of covered. What about a raincoat? Should you have a raincoat Yuchat for Shabbos or not? So the Alfi Yosef, the Simon Reish Pei Aleph, he says, no, ain't sorry, you don't need to. Why? So he says your tshuva safe, I couldn't find, but he writes, well, at least one of his reasons is, because you should wear clothing. And the raincoat is not clothing, you're doing it to protect you from the rain. It's not, even though the etzim is a malbush, and no it's a raisa, but you're doing it for protection, and you're not doing it, why, to wear it as clothing, you're doing it as protection. That's just tainu. A sack must be wear all the time, it's more of a malbush. That's what he said about a raincoat. What? It does have the malbush. One time you're not wearing it out of malbush.
But even though we're in the malbush, still someone did a carry on Shabbat, still.
No, it is a malbush. But it's not wearing it.
Is it Tom Chapman?
No, it is a malbush. Again, it is a malbush. You're not wearing it, it's not malbush. You're wearing it out of protection. But it's not malbush.
And when's
it called? Well, it could be you can call it the same thing. Depends on. He talks about a raincoat. He talks about a raincoat. I know, that's all clothing which we're right in the Shabbos is doing house protection. I know. Lamaisa, just to argue with another Makar, and you can argue this far with him. But Lloyd, just wrote down the Minhagre, the Chassam Sofer, what did he do? He was makbid that on Shabbos, he should have gloves miyuchat for Shabbos. He had gloves, he himself, Chassam Sofer himself, had gloves for Shabbos. And we had one pair, Shabbos, he had another pair. So, the white gloves, yeah, and raincoat, no, the Chor from the Chassam Sofer will disagree. Because August for entire economy, you should have a raincoat and you for Shabbos. A vital foot is not the chiv. The chiv is that one bag of a god of chitonim. But the vada, the Mishabu has lost his toys again. Before every bag just changed, you should have a yuchat for Shabbos. What about glasses with obvious? What about contact lenses? What about a watch? You know, can I tell you this? A shaitel for, yeah, women do have a yuchat for shaitel for Shabbos. That's the minig already. What? You might wear them. You do wear them, right? And they live with all this outside. If you learn, even as a tachshit, but even so, if you learn that a raincoat in Islam is not nickel, certainly your glasses, your contact lenses. So, but as far as I know, I couldn't find anyone who speaks about the shaila. And the R people I know have usually glasses, only because they have two pairs. They might as well put one for Shabbos. But I don't know anyone who goes out and buys a second pair for Shabbos. They have two pairs of Shabbos?
Two pairs of glasses.
Yeah. No, they want to look nice for Shabbos. They don't do miyuchat for Shabbos. It's on Shabbos. No, or two, people do have two watches. They wear one for Shabbos. But I don't miss miyuchat, it's on Shabbos Shavuot. But I didn't say anyone. And you can tell you what you're saying before. But saying Be'etim is not a malbush. It's either a tachshit or you're wearing just to see. Be'etim, that everyone understands, it's not clothing. Now you can argue a raincoat Be'etim is clothing. Gloves is clothing. But glasses, the contact lenses, you know, a watch, Be'etim is not clothing.
So it's not the face
to one of the glasses. It's the face to the other, and the shadow of the other. I don't know. I don't think he would to. I don't know. Yeah, it's fine.
It could be the same bag, two pairs of glasses.
That's what should be because of Noam and Akeem. If you can't find more chashiv, so fine. They should have a bag of miyuchad for Shabbos. That itself is covered. Now, if it's to be miyuchad for Shabbos, again, but all your begonim should be miyuchad. When should you put them on? When can you take them off? So, the Meshibura Ramah, in the end of the Simon Reitam, says, when should you put on your big day Shabbos? After you take a shower. And once you take a shower, says Ramah, as late as possible. Why? Because, therefore you're going to Shabbos. You're going before Shabbos, you cover Shabbos. That way, the minute came, people take a shower as late as possible, especially Bachim. So before Ramah, they must have taken as late as possible. However, the Mishmur warns, Avad, if it brings to Chil Shabbos, but also you should do it beforehand. But let's say, in the deal, you have 10 guys, and to have hot water is not enough. You can have first 8 guys want hot water, the last 2 or 3 guys want to have hot water. So, should you take the shower earlier and have you begun them on beforehand or later? So the Mishavua and Simnu Eitamach says that the mitzvah of Chamin to wash with hot water upon the Yodav Raglo. If you have cold water, you're not Yotzer this mitzvah. Lukewarm water, the Be'alokha Tzorachin, he's not sure. So Maisa, if you have a choice to take a shower earlier and get certainly hot water or later, get cold water, Avadi should take a shower earlier, because then you get the mitzvah of Chamin, which is the mitzvah which a person should wash yourself with hot water. However, if you can wash later, Avadi should wash later. Let's say you're going to the mikvah, you put on your suit, and you can get sweat off from it, you put on your big day Shabbos. Is there anything to put it on in the mikvah, or let's say you end up still preparing for Shabbos, you put on, then the Shemir Shabbos says, if you end up getting dirty from it, if you end up getting clothing gets sweat up and not enjoying it for Shabbos, any time you're not. Is there anything to put on after the Chisov? That's only when it's going to be nice enough to be Shabbos. If you end up getting dirty, then about it, you can wait, take your shower, go prepare for Shabbos, and then change your big day Shabbos. That's part of the chalup of Shabbos. That's our mod. They'll cover Shabbos. Yash after Rochot Atzmoy, they'll cover Shabbos. That's what you put on.
Nichol. Now the show the Rechitu
is the Shabbos. If you're going to watch them, do a little bit. He doesn't say that. It could be. He
doesn't
say that. Can say. So if you can get sweaty on Shabbos, you should take off your big Shabbos? No, because then you should wear always big day Shabbos. Even when you, let's say you play on Shabbos, you should always wear big day Shabbos. Because now it's Shabbos. What about once you take them off? So the Mishabura, according to the Magen Avraham, was calling him a Rizal, that person should take them off, Yelech Behem Ad Moshe Shabbat Ach Avdallah, until after Avdallah. Therefore, what you do, take them off after Avdallah, put down an Urch Sefenu, Chelz Aleph, Omen Kuzayin, and the stipler, right after Avdallah, he went and he changed every single bag that he had, it was a Miyuchad Shabbat, took it off. Because it has to be Miyuchad Shabbat. You wait Moshe Shabbat, it's not Big Dechol. It's supposed to be Miyuchad Shabbat, not for Moshe Shabbat. Therefore, he took it off. And the disciple there, he said, the Hasidim who wear it during Malaf Malka is going against the Magen Avraham and against the Arizal. The Hasidim are wrong, he's going against the Magen Avraham and the Arizal. That's how the Mishabura sounds like. Myself, if you, in the Yisoid, Yisoid Vishoyis Avoido, in the end of Shachas, he writes, when should you take off your begotten? He says, you take them off after Malaf Malka. Which is Makor the Arizal. So I don't know how the Magen Avraham is calling Arizal, he's calling Arizal. I don't know, I didn't see it inside, I didn't know where they're coming from. But they're both calling Arizal, and he said the Shabbos avoid it, how the Kav Chaim passes, the Shmir Shabbos, interesting, he passed in the way also, he says it's the last and last Malko, the Yaf Yoyse passed in the way. Might as well come out from who do passing like the Seder Shabbos avoid it after Malach Malko. Why? Because that's if it isn't a Shami Sarah, it's still a part of you, and the Chelik of Shabbos is still nichlis inside of you, and therefore, the Begotim is still out of covered Shabbos, because you still have the Shama that's the Chelik of Shabbos.
You have to take it outside away.
After Malav Malka.
Go back to
the so, that's the two sheetahs. This is the third sheetah. Maestah, the minig of in Europe, by the Chassidim, is brought down that they wore it until they went to sleep. And you look at the Lekit Yosher on page 58. Lekit Yosher is a Talmud Trumas Hadeshen. He says the Rebbe, the Trumas Hadeshen, when did he take off his begotten? He waited until he went to sleep. He writes over there, he's telling him about earlier or later, but his begotten, he went until he went to sleep. So my son, Rebbe Rishon, and Trumas Hadeshen, a big makar, that we're the minhag of Talmud Bachrim, certainly, and I think great people.
That's the
book that they have to say. You should eat the soup before that place. So, it's not far, Shabbos. So until he went to sleep.
No, no, right, because the Chumash went to sleep.
Okay, could be. I don't know. Unless they also bring down the Chesed in the Chumash Yisrael. I couldn't find the Chesed in the Chumash Yisrael. That was a minute in Europe. That all the Mamash until the morning. As I said, up all night, until the morning, they kept on the big day Shabbos. So might have three sheets either the Mishnah Berurah, among the Bamla Rizal, that's either after Abdullah, which the disciple says you have to do a bit kifis, or you have like Shmir Shabbos passes, like the Soidu Shosh Avoda, Kavachayim, after Malam Malko, then you take off the begotten. Or I think the minig is, like the Trumas Hadash and Rishon, they do until you go to sleep. Lamaita, can you wear this begotten during the week, to a chasna, let's say, or you go on a date, make him want to go, go on a date, can you wear your big day Shabbos? The stifler writes that he says people who wear the big day Shabbos to a chasna is going against the Mogan of Amal Arizal, it has to be Miuchud for Shabbos and not the big day Chol. In time, in a Chalmi Tzulom, you shouldn't do such a thing.
Why is it
serious? If it's miyukah, why are we? It's not miyukah anymore. That takes away the miyukah that's about it. For Shabbos. What? Why? But it's not Shabbos, it's chol. It's chol.
So I'm Purim, the marshal. Purim, the word is your big day Shabbos. Where it,
you mean Yom Tov, you wear Big Day Shabbos?
That
already had nothing to do with Shabbos.
It's not a thing that
Yom is also more awful.
Why had you Big Day Shabbos?
Yeah, it could be again that Dave also more awful has the Milos of Shabbos ready.
What does it mean? They grow one out when they gather
to
also
show
Big Day
Shabbos. What? No, also, you have different levels of regarding what to wear. But this is a stifle. He writes it, again, Ox the Beinu, the Chavish Aleph, Omen Kuv Zayin. I am some. Now he writes it, the guy is writing that he told him. Fine, that's what he says. Lamaisa, look a little bit around. So in the Maril, where Rav Menachem came from, he writes in Hilchos Nesu in Mois Gimel, that by a chasna, the minig was, he writes, this is the minig, that by chasna, not only the chasna Mekala wear Big Day Shabbos, but the craven wear Big Day Shabbos, some of the guests in the Oyevim, he writes clearly the minig was to wear Big Day Shabbos. And Rav Yaakov Moshe Katz told me a mamash Shene Raya, Gishmak Raya, that Ravadat Mutter, that where's the Mekar for Big Day Shabbos supposed to wear on Shabbos and not Big Day Chol? So we have the Bavli one Makar. The Shami has another Makar, which Beth Nigmar and Shabbos also brings down. Same Pasuk that from Naomi told Rus that when you go meet Boyas, what you do, it says, go wash yourself, it's Chita, and go to anoint yourself, the Samta Simla Secha, go put on the Godim. Beth Nigmar, she's all right, we have to go tell her put on the Godim. So Elmai is Beth Nigmar, she's a Begodim Yuchat for Shabbos. Naomi told Rus to go put on the Begodim Yuchat for Shabbos. She was going on a date, right? So she's going to meet Boyas, it was during the week. And she was going to collect Lekat Shekha and going to go, she put on the clothing. So the Makar for Big Day Shabbos is what? Is Naomi telling Ruth that you should go put on your Big Day Shabbos, go meet Boyas. So Dr. Yaakov Moshe, Mama, she can all be right. Lefur, she said, you're in the Khanami, you can wear it during the week. And I'm not, but by a Simcha. Lefur of Shabbos, like everyone wants. The time is the best of it is Big Day Shabbos, except you wing it for a Simcha, it's Big Day COVID. When you wing it during the week, take away the COVID of it, because it's a weekday thing. Wing it for Chasna, it's Big Day COVID. You wing it for Chasna for COVID, but the Shabbos on COVID. What's not a concern of the Big Day Shabbos? Fine. That's the first halacha of wearing Big Day. The first thing that Yeshaya is telling by yourself that you should wear the Big Day begotten of Shabbos should not be like the same begotten that you wear during the week. The second thing the Pasuk says is about the way you walk. The way you walk on Shabbos should not be like the way you walk during the week. What does that mean? So Gemara says, I don't understand what that means. Gemara answers, and how the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Siman Shin Zayin, Sif Katan Aleph, that when you walk on Shabbos, you should not, during the week, when you have a voidah, you go very quickly, or you run to it. On Shabbos, you should go for nachas. As Lashon the Chayodom, you should walk as if you are walking with the Melech. When you walk with the Melech, you go slowly, for nachas. When on Shabbos, you should go for nachas. The Gedarimar, let's say you want to run for a mitzvah, Avada, the Gemara says a bracha, it's for a mitzvah, you're allowed to, you're running to davening, that's mutter. Let's say you're stuck in the rain, let's say, you know, there's dirt around, or there's different things around, or you're, let's say, a dog barks, you're allowed to run or not. So then Shemir Shabbos, Kol Chosa brings down, the issue is to run for Avodah. However, running because of the rain, zigzagging out the rain, or because a dog barks, that about is mutter. The only issue is to run for Avodah. And you should, therefore, you should walk for nachas. If there's another shas of chak that you're running for, that's the issue is mutter. The issue of going very quickly, besides the issue of Yuchna Shabbos, is a separate issue that a person, it's a separate problem that a person walks quickly. The Gemara says you lose 1/500th of your eyesight, therefore even during the week you should not do it. You get it back by looking at either the candles of Adolo or stand looking at the candles on Shabbos. The Gemara says that is stand during the week, and the Shabbos you have a... What? 1/500th.
You might
have been to a disaster, you were... I don't know. Let's see what he says. But the Maestro on Shabbat is a special issue that a person should not go quickly. Again, except if it's a Shabbat Chak, or even the Mechabit is also a Tainan. You see kids, they run, they play tag, or they run. My kid, every time he sees an ambulance on Shabbos, you know, on Hanof, no cars, he runs, so he has to see it. That's Mutter, the Tainan is Mutter. However, Stam run for no reason, that is often the issue of your walking on Shabbos should not be like the walking of during the week. The third thing we see from this statement of Yeshaya, a person should not go look to find his chafetzim. Now what does that mean? If it means to do malacha, of course you can do malacha. So the Gemara says, work on malacha, that ba'etim, what you're doing right now is mutter, for marshal. You tell a person, Mishnah's case in Daf Kufnun, you tell a person, I want to hire you to fix my refrigerator tomorrow. So you're not making a kinyan, you're not doing any ksiva, you're not doing any malacha, you're just telling him. That is also, why? Because you're being mekarev iser. The fact that you made it, that it's an iser to do it on Shabbos. I can do it on Sunday. Your makarv make closer to you the iser. If you say something that's being makarv itself to the iser, that's also tell a person to give me a phone call. That's being makarv the iser. Why? Because you're making something closer that the etzim is also, and you're telling him to do it. Without you telling him to do it, you would not done it. So the iser b'msoy chesuchah. There is a rule to this. The iser of being makarv. The cloud of this rule is only when it's nicker that you're doing it for that reason. If it's nicker that you're doing it, mitzvah iser, lamashal. To go wait on the bus stop on Shabbos, everyone sees you waiting for a bus on Shabbos, that's an iser, mitzvah chetzecha, and it's nicker. However, let's say it's raining, and you're waiting there, why? Because it's raining. Or even if you're not waiting out, it's raining, waiting for the bus, the mice, it's not nicker you're doing for the bus, then it'll be mutter. Window shopping, same thing, window shopping, you're allowed to do it or not? If, you know, you look at this shirt, you look at this store, you look at your shirt, you know, it's like comparing, you know, does it fit me exactly, look at the price, that could be nicker, and it could be usher. Most times it's mutter, because you're looking at it, people say, why are you doing it? Because women like doing window shopping. Why? I don't know why. But the mice, it's mutter. Why? Because it's not doing it for shopping, they enjoy these things. So again, it's only usher when you're coming to Mekarev the Isser, that's number one, and number two, only when it's nicker, that you're coming to Mekarev the Isser. So the most of the cases that, on the gear, let's say, you know, you ask a person directions to Bnei Brak, when in America you ask directions to Lakewood. That's Mitzvah Chetzecha. This Mamash is a Mitzvah Chetzecha. You go in a dira and start looking to see if you want to rent a dira or buy the dira. That's Mitzvah Chetzecha. It's nicker. However, or you arrange your ride. Also, tell a person you speak to him, you can give me a ride tonight. That's also it's arranging an issa for you to be done, even though it's after Shabbos. Again, I'm giving a telephone number. These are all cases that come up that Lakura also to do on Shabbos. Mentioned like Mashdan says, however, we see the Gemara and Daf Hang Subis, the Chetz Shemayim is Mutter. Chetz of the Daf is also, if your own Kvetim is also, Chetz of the Shemayim is Mutter. That means arrange your ride to Chasna, let's say, or because you have to go to a Sikh or any mitzvah, Bigacholim, the Chura, that'll be Mutter. Why? Because Chetz of Shemayim will be Mutter. So again, either it has to be Mekav Isser, has to be Min Kamilsi doing Mitzvah Isser, and it has to be Nafka, it's Chetz to Didach and not Chetz to Shemayim.
To keep it Avon.
Yeah, keep it Avon and Mitzvah. Even the Mitzvah.
Okay.
What?
So what's together that you're going home? You're not just going home, you go home.
Okay, why you go home? Yeah, it's only Mekayim Mitzvah. If you have to know, it's a Mechalik.
Yeah, I wasn't saying.
Mekayim Mitzvah, it's Vadi Mekayim Mitzvah. Even the Mitzvah Mekayim Mitzvah. What?
You have to ask
your eyes. Yeah, it's how you become a mitzvah, yeah. You're doing, you're coming to the mitzvah.
First time you know they're happy, I think you're
going
home for 2 reasons.
Oh, so if you're doing it for 2 reasons, and Shmir Shabbos Kul Chosai, you bring down from Shlomazam, and Echlam, he should be mutter. No, he says it is mutter. Then he's in Chel Gimel, he says even though the Shulchan Aruch Chosai is not the way, still he wants all that way. He finds better with mutter. There are other things, Nichlam and Tzoy Chetzecha, just to mention them, but not going to speak about them. One of the Yisurim of Amir La'akum, Rashi of Adzara, Dr. Tezvov, says Amir La'akum, why is it also asking Tzoy Chetzecha of Adabadover? So the whole Makar of Amir La'akum could be from here. A second thing that's also even Tzoy Chetzcha is Shtarat Yaitis. The reason why you can't read the Shtarat and Shabbat is can be Mekar itself to an Isser. Or goes after all Shtarat Yaitis, and therefore goes after reading any book on Shabbat. Not only the novel on Shabbat, book on Shabbat. Not after reading any of these books. Not read any of these books on Shabbos, except for not read any books on Shabbos, any newspapers on Shabbos, except if it's Torah or if it's Mekel by Chachma. Otherwise, in all Nichol in Shtar Yaitis, which is Mimsoi Chatzicha. What's Chachma? That's science. That's Chachma. No, I'm not breaking down today. It's in the Mishnah says we're not to Mekel. Your Shmaim should be Machma, but better we're not to Mekel. What? Sorry.
Classical book,
yeah, of course. If you learn it, yeah, it's Chachma. What?
History?
No, it says of course it's not. That's the Moshe Leitzer. Jewish history? That's Mutter. That's the Mishnah says you're allowed to. Jewish history, you're allowed to. Goyish history, it says in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, maybe, in Shulchan Machaber, it's in Mishnah Shin Zayin, Sifte Zayin, that it's also Alice Moshe Leitzer, even during the week. Even during the week, it says. Yeah, maybe they have to, that's stuck.
But that's
sorry?
Anything,
yeah. He says, one of the examples is history. Of Moshe Weitzim. Yeah, any novel, he says. Any novel is also of Moshe Weitzim. So, we make it easier because it's very solo. Others, Bakroy, he says, the bathroom is motor. Yeah, he can't say anything that long.
On Shabbos, can't
read anything,
then?
On Shabbos? Again, the Yiddish Shmir Shabbos will say once time over his mind that we can't read certain things, but the very person wants to argue and said, everything Nichol Shara Diyotis, and we can't read even in the bathroom, yes. Yeah, Chachma you can. If you know you can be Mekel, like the Mishwah says, you'll have to be Mekel. What? No, Shtar Yaitis also has Mimtzer Chetzecha. There were great other, all books on Shtar Yaitis. That's what came about. All came from Mimtzer Chetzecha. What? It's Chachma, so Shala, how you do it? Depends how you, what? Like, that's what you now say that you're doing for tests. That's you're allowed to study for Chachma. Well, unless it's because you're tired, then you're terrified and allowed to. What? No, if you just can't say you're doing it for a test, that's the problem as David Dover, maybe, Olo Hachono. That's him. But with my, I think the person said you're allowed to do it for a test. Check it out. But for a test, you're allowed to, that's him. However, again, only for Chochmo, and as long as not Tzara Techo. No. Shakespeare is not Chochmo. But another thing again, also not going to go through it, but another thing we learn out from Mitzvah Chetzecha is the Yikur Rabbim, Parshat Lamed Aleph, says the reason why we don't misfal the Kadosh Baruch Hu Abba Kosher on Shabbos, or a lot of things we change in our tefillahs is why, is because Mitzvah Chetzecha, we're coming close to Achmeitim and after the Shemayim. That's another thing that they come out from this passing. You know, those are side things. It's going to be a lack of the side thing, Shart Yates is a side thing, and the way we dive in the Abba Kosher. What about how, let's say you want to speak to a person on Shabbos, after Shabbos, you want to get in contact with him, you want him to call you, how do you do it? You might tell him to call you, to beat you, that's also. So, on the Mishnah, on the Gemara, Dachof Nun, Amud Aleph, on Shabbos, the Gemara says that to tell a person, I'm going to hire you, tell him you're hiring him on Shabbos, that's also Mim Tzai Chetzecha. However, if you tell him, Tamid Imi La'erev, you stand by me by the evening, that's Mutter. Why? Explains Rashi, because Diba is Osir, however, here is Mutter, who Horm, Matarim, everyone knows from the song, here Lamais is Mutter. So saying a Chiddush, not Stam, here is Mutter, but even Yilasei Bepeh, Yilasei, stand with me evening, and it's understood from your word, that means I want to hire you, and still it's Mutter. You're speaking, but still, the words don't mean I'm going to hire you. Just you understand from the word, it's Mutter. So therefore, to take examples, I mean, this is Pashan Aloch, it's Pashan Aloch on Timon Shinzayin, it's Zayin. But Allah, now case will be also, you tell a person to call me, that'll be also. Beat me, or contact me, the to contact is a way of derech, so that'll be also. However, if you tell a person, I'd like to see you, or talk to you, or whatever, I have a word with you, even though you know he's going to call or drive over, but since those words, be'etzim, are not words of itzer, the only reason you know it's al-sir, l'chor, those words are certainly amutin to tell a person. So you know, Shabbos, tell a person to call me, beat me, that's also, contact me. But to say, I'd like to see you, or talk to you, tell l'chor is mutter. That's out from Mitzvah Chetzecha. Out the din of V'davidavar, what does V'davidavar mean? So the Be'etzim, Machlokes Rashi tells us what it means. Rashi says, on the Gemara, on the Afkuf Yud Gimel, on the Beis and Shabbos, that V'davidavar means Mekach U'memkav V'chashboinis, buying and selling and making calculations. That's what it means, V'davidavar. You can't speak about buying and selling on Shabbos. For Tosfos, we just said Mitzvah Chetzecha. Mitzvah Chetzecha means you cannot do buying and selling, Mekar yourself to Nisr. what the extra is of Vedavid Dover. Therefore, Tariq has a different shot of Vedavid Dover, and he learns Vedavid Dover means, he quotes a medrash from Meshim Ben Yechoy, that his mother was speaking aloud on Shabbos, and told his mother, Shabtahi, it's Shabbos, how can you speak aloud on Shabbos, Veshoskel, and she kept quiet. Any time she kept quiet, Zog Taisvis, it's also Laharbis B'Sichon Shabbos. A person is not to be Marben B'Sichon Shabbos. It's also, and Taisvis brings down the Yishalmi, in fact, as well in Shabbos, that B'Torah Chetiru B'Sh'Elo Shalom. The Chachovim were Matah She'Elo Shalom on Shabbos B'Tircho. They bet him B'Koshin. They didn't want to be Matah, even saying Shalom to a person. That they were Matah. But to be Marben B'Sichon, that's also. The Lashon Ben Yoino in the Sefer Hayira, he says, B'Koshin Yitiru Divrei Torah. The Chum Be'etim did not even want you to learn Divrei Torah on Shabbos. Why? You should not speak on Shabbos. Because you too...
Yeah,
not speak. That's if you... It should be... Akash Baruch Hu, Shabbos Ma'inof Asher. He rests on Shabbos, right? Well, how do you make the world? You make it the deeper. So we should be just like Akash Baruch Hu, not speak. Well, we shouldn't bring down this concept. Be'etim Yishalmi. That's why you shouldn't speak. Because you too... Masham and Simon Shin Zayin, at the beginning brings down, that Tartar brings down this... Rabbeinu Yoino. There are two gifts in Rabbeinu Yoino, but one gift says that way. But Maitre, we are matter, Shela Shalom, we are matter to learn Torah on Shabbos. However, Be'etim should not be Mar Ben Sicho. It's also be Mar Ben Sicho. That's Toysvis. Rashi has Rashi learns from the Poshim, he's explaining Rashi. There are two separate things. Mimetzoy Chatzcha means to mekar yourself closer to Issa. You tell a person that, call me. Mekar Issa to you. Davar Dava means not being mekar of Issa. Stop going to speak about Issa. That means on Shabbos you say, tonight I'm going to write. Tonight I'm going to drive. It's not being mekarev any issa to you, just relating what you're going to do. That, says Rashi, is also awesome. But David Dovah, you can't speak issa on Shabbos. You're not doing the issa. Speaking issa is also on Shabbos. If you can't do the act on Shabbos, you can't speak about it on Shabbos. How do we paskin? We have 2 days, Rashi and Taisus. Says Mechaba and Simon Shin. I'm sorry?
Can you do the
hire
so much?
Mahara?
Like,
it's not here. I saw quickly some song I want to ask Rumiza, and I want to ask Rumiza also. I don't remember. I think it came up Rumiza also. Also, like, you want to say, you know, in the case. Ma'aseh Adam Mechab Paskin Simen Shin Zayin Tif Aleph Vedab Bedover. What does that mean? Shloi Devarchol Shal Shabbos Devarchol Shal Chol. The way speech of Shabbos should not be like Chol. Hilkach. Therefore, Asa Loimer Dover Plenty Etzel Lamacher Eschera Plenty Ekel Lamacher. First, Mechab brings down Rashi Shita. You cannot say, tomorrow I'm going to buy this object, tomorrow I'm going to make this object, because you can't do it on Shabbos, you can't speak about it on Shabbos. Then he goes on saying the Mechab Amor, Afilu B'Sicha Tzvorim B'Tenim Osu L'Harbois. Speaking on Shabbos, Allah is Osir. It's Osir B'Marba on Sicha on Shabbos. So Mechab, with B'li Chaylik, passing the Silek Rashi and Silek Toysvis, that you cannot say B'Marba on Sicha, and say speak about Issa on Shabbos. So, to explain both of them, say Rashi Shita and say Toysvis, B'Alocha. Again, Taisa's sheet is you can't be Marbe Sikh on Shabbos, and you cannot be, it's also not some people think it's Indian, you should not be Marbe, it's not good. The Lashon Mechaber, it's also Laharbe, it's also Mamish to be Marbe. So let's say you enjoy speaking. Some people enjoy speaking, Moshe enjoys speaking. Is there an Issus? Namah says that if you enjoy speaking, timing is mutter. If you enjoy the speech itself, then it's mutter. However, let's say the person listening, he'll enjoy it, but you best don't want to say it. You don't, you're just doing it because he enjoys it. It's not him, but you don't care for it. Says Ramon, that's also. That's also. What about in between? You bet him don't care to say it. He enjoys it. The fact that he enjoys it, you enjoy it, because he enjoys it. So is that what or not? You enjoy that he enjoys it. So that's the Taz in Sivkon Aleph says it's mutter, in Khshash is no problem at all. However, the Mishabun, if you down Lalakha, it says Efshir Yesh Lakal. Maybe Efshir Yesh Lakal and speak that way on Shabbos. But you don't want to say it, just doing it beside him, and you'll enjoy it, after you shlokal. So again, to speak laharbis tamazoy, that's also. Tainig is mutter, and even when tainig is mutter, you enjoy it, still the Mishabura says, lav needs chasidim hu. Still, chasidim should not even speak, even things they themselves enjoy. Someone else enjoys it, you don't, that's also. If you enjoy it because he enjoys it, after you shlokal. That's Taisim Shito. There's an interesting Ramosha. Yerdeya, Negushmoisu Yerdeya, Chel Gimel, Simon Tezvov, and Ois Beis, he speaks about he loved to play chess on Shabbos. Chess. So he says, Mikadin is mutter, why? Because if you have enough mit, Mikadin is mutter. And I'll read you his words. He says, Aval Vada Yoser Roy, Shloy Lesachik Bezer, it's better not to play with it, Mitad Dabadover, of Dabba Dabba. Now what does he mean? I think what he means is, when he sits and play up to the person, what happens? Two people are there. You might as well speak, say something. You're not speaking of time to get some, because you're there, you speak, make conversation. Therefore, you come to the Issa, Dabba Dabba. You'll speak about your moves, you're not tanning in that. You speak something about life, what's going on in the world. Why not tanning? Because there are two people there, you might as well speak. No, you're just speaking because he's there. No, it depends who plays. Some people, you know, nothing, but most people, it seems to me, unless you're professional. If you're not professional, most people, they speak, they speak on the moon, they talk about life in general. That, again, Mechab is Osla Harbis.
The master is tanning.
Sorry?
The whole master is tanning. You play playing.
Yeah, the playing you can, but I think the Moshe wants to answer because if you end up speaking, that will be answer. You can argue it maybe means something else, but he says it's nichol neged avodah zarah. Each line why. Then he ends off another reason to ask him min adin, the gam lefanim hanetzeif min staris. There's always to be a winner and a loser. The loser is min staris. You can't go star on Shabbos. It's also go star. So, most, especially you play against guys, you know, they want to win. They're out to win. And when they lose, they're min staris. That's min staris. So, be'etzem l'chura al staris os midinoi. Not al staris. L'maisa, as Moshe says, it's really not to play al David over. Each line what it means, forget al David over. This is Sha'orim Matsurim Balacha and Simon Tzadik. He brings down, he also cries about playing chess on Shabbos. He brings down a Yavis that the Yavis is talking about Shach Shval. I think also a game called chess. Similar game like chess. And he says, Noshim Ekanim, they can play. They can, if they enjoy it, they want to play. However, for Gedolim, grown up people, they should not. The Yavis Noshim is because what's Shabbos? Shabbos is not given to play chess. It's given to Lontario, to Mekabit of the Kosh Baruch Hu, for tiny, to maybe they come. Of Tarkash Baruch Hu, but that's not what Be'etzem Shabbos is given to play chess. Therefore, we also find that Be'etzem you should not play chess on Shabbos. It's really to answer. What? Yeah, no, but true, but you're allowed to. He says, he doesn't ask. He says Be'etzem you should not. It's really to answer, his words are. Yeah. Again, if someone's going to lose, it's a problem of sad. If someone's going to lose, I mean, the way he's saying it, it's Roy to answer. Those are his words. There's always going to be someone losing. Fine, that's out. Taisu Shita of Vidabadavar. Rashi Shita in Vidabadavar is again that not only Mimsoy Chesachai can't bring Issa close to you, you cannot speak about Issa. You can't speak about, you know, tonight I'm going to ride a car, tonight I'm going to write something, build something, buy something. That's all answer. So let's say, the marshal, you want to go to the night of Bnei Brak, and you want to tell somebody about it. How do you say it? Is it a mahalach that's mutter to say it on Shabbos? So the Gemara on Shabbos, and Kuf Nun Amud Beis, the Gemara says that to tell a person going to another city, if you say, I'm going to the other city, even though I know how you're going with a horse, and you know he's going out of the Tchum, because it's a different city, still it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because this is shayach to go from one city to another with, even though it's out of the tchum with Borgadin. Borgadin means you have houses every 70 amas. And shaykh to go from one city to another with having a house every 70 amas will be inside the tchum. And it is shaykh to walk. It is possible to walk. Therefore, this is shaykh. Therefore, it's mutter. Explains Aruch HaShulchan. It's shaykh to walk. And it's shaykh to get there. Therefore, how do I know you're not walking? And how do I know you're going by a horse or by a car? How do I know? Here. I know. Here. Deeper is also. Here is mutter.
You can't say I'm going to go tonight.
Well, I said I'm going tonight. You can't say I'm going tonight. So I saw the same Master Shabbos. He wants to request. He said he's not sure if you mistar your words of your statement together. He's mistar. You say I'm going there, going to Bnei Brak tonight, and I'm going to get there tonight. He's not sure if mistar first end or the second end, because that's the first end. That's what you want to answer. He didn't say any yes in those words.
How about I'm going to America?
Oh, we'll get to America. Get to America. Shaykh to walk in it. We'll get to that. First again, so again, to say, LaMarshall, you tell a person on Shabbos, I'm driving to Bnei Brak, that's also. Tell a person, you know, you're getting a ride to Bnei Brak, that's also. Why? Because driving is a malach itself. You say you're going to Bnei Brak, he looks, that's mutter. So Lashon, the Taz is saying Yiddish, foreign, or traveling, that'll be also. Mishra brings down, saying also, Reishav, I'm riding, that's also. Because the words that mean, that has to mean riding, to Issa, that's also. Saying going, it doesn't have to be that way. Everyone knows, and there's no Borgen in the outside of the Chum, that's all here. Now, what about the child of going from Israel to America, or vice versa? Is it much of an answer? So the Oz Nidbu and Chelik Dalit, he tines and not shaykh to walk, also. The Alach HaMisecha tines also, the Tav HaChofma in Perekhov Tes, also tines the same thing. Before it's not shaykh, and therefore it's Luchur be also to tell any person, anyway, you hear an Eretzol, tell a person, tonight I'm going to America, they want tines also. Nearly, not also, a couple of reasons. First of all, it's a shaykh to walk. First of all, Matthias, can you walk to America? So, how far is it? I'm guessing, I think it's 6,000 miles, maybe more. You walk 20 miles a day, it's no big deal. Right? You walk 20 miles a day. So 300 days, you get there. So shaykh to walk.
20 miles
a day. Well, that's it. So shaykh to walk. Walking is slowly shaykh. Problem is, it's out of the home. It is shaykh to build a bridge and to have houses. It is shaykh to Matthias. No one can do it, it's not worth it, the money-wise, or why can no one do it? So, for Etzim, it is shaykh to get to America from Eretz Yisrael to America. It is shaykh, except no one can do it. So, L'chor is L'chor here. That's one reason before it is shaykh, L'chor should be motor. Second svar, L'chor is also why it's motor. It's best we can walk to the port and take a boat. A boat on Shabbos, I also aim up leading the Svinah of Shabbos. So it says in Simon Reshman Ches of Kimmel, Tzarech Mitzvah is motor. So, for Etzim, it is shaykh to go on the boat on Shabbos, Tzarech Mitzvah. And therefore, that's why Shlomo Zalman wants to tell us that a person says the word, I'm traveling on Shabbos, there's no issue saying the word traveling. Because traveling means a boat or a car. A boat, that's in his motor. So say I'm going to travel somewhere, which I have to go by boat or by car, that's in his motor. So Lahore, here also, Lahore, since you can't go to America through a boat, take from your shrine, put Borgen in, houses every time you Yamas, put your Kenyan on Shabbos in the boat, and then go on the boat. It's all Shaykh.
So the Shaykh is solo car, and therefore...
No, it wasn't Shaykh. But the third reason is the Maisa, as I think Shmei Shabbos says, and others say, the Maisa, the word, Be'etzim, don't mean it. You know it's not going to be that way. Like, it's solo car, these things are shy. What's a shy? Before the words itself don't say it that way. And look at Shmei Shabbos Kulchonsoi, in Perkov Tesh, Arach Kuvayz, he of course says Mamashi's words, that since it's shy, Maisa, even though it's not going to be, no matter how far the chance is, for the Maisa, it's all in her. It's all looking together of her. Also, so the Sefer Matzah Shabbos, and Omid Shinon Tesh, he brings down from of Yaakov Yitzchok Neumann, Av Bezin of Montreal, don't know who he is, and he says that Echlam is Motor for the same reason, because Etzim is Shayach and all Nechel in her. So again, the Chosh Mei Shabbos, and Master Shabbos says very clearly it's Motor. One Svar should be Motor.
You know how they say flying?
Flying, that's also. That's not Shayach. You're not talking about, right? You fly. No, Pasha. That'll be also cool. If you say I'm on Shabbos, you tell a person I'm leaving tonight. So then I'm leaving in El Al, that will cause a problem. Unless you want to eat on the staff afterwards. But of course, it's all one statement already. So then I'm in El Al also. But, no, but it's not. It's Shayach to walk. Once it's Shayach, it's fine.
How balloon is still on the Shabbos?
Sorry?
The balloons are going to air. Should
you travel? That's, yeah.
What's the morning Shabbos?
We're going to have it home.
And
from where I'm going to start. Like it's the math one. Yeah. Fine. Another din is, let's say, the Vidavidavar Diba is also. Let's say Sami meet Yechaver in the street, and you know he has a new car, or he has a new suit, and you want to ask him how much it cost, or, you know, how much, or how do you fix up your car, whatever it is, or you're eating at someone's house, you know, and you say, oh, wonderful food, and she's not telling you the recipe, and they love, listen, you know, is there a point to that? So, if you're not end up doing the Isser, there's no Isser out in Tzor Chetzikah. Let's say, there's no chance of you buying a car. So you can ask a guy about all you want about his car, because the Isser, there's no Isser, could not be carried to Isser. And also, as for David Dover, asking what's going to happen tomorrow, what are you going to do? If it's not in the gate, you look at the Gemara's lashon is, that Kufnun on Shabbos. We speak about Dvar Mabakach, or Dvar of a Melech, or Malacha, the Gemara says Mutter. What's Mabakach? Things that are meaningless. Some hearsay that has no point and no intrinsic value. You speak about the Melech, that he's going to take his army and go do this and go do that. It's not Mitzvah Chetzchah, it's not Dabba Dover. Therefore, on Shabbos, you stam meet a Chavar, and you're speaking to him, stam about his business, what happened the past week. That's Mutter. People think speaking about business is also. Speaking about things in the past, that Lekuliyama is Mutter. Why is it Mabakach? If he tells you to be marbit, if there's no timing. But guys love speaking about the business, that's him speaking about, you know, how much money I made in the stock market and how much he lost and I gained. It's like simcha in that. So myself, those things that dwell mabakach in the past, those are mutter. To give you a stock tip for then tomorrow to buy, that look will be also. That's tzarechetzicha. But to speak about the past, that look will be yama's mutter. Another shayla is, Lamashal, can you tell a person you want to write a Sefer Torah tonight? or on Shabbos, you want to write, have the Achsosim Torah write the last ois, is that mutter, tell a person, tonight I'm writing the last ois. Well, everyone will tell me, however, chefs the Shemaim, that is mutter, and writing an ois in the same Torah, the last ois is a mitzvah. However, the Mogen Avraham, in Simon Shin Zayin, Tavkon Aleph says, the Da B'Dover, speaking about the Isser, is also afilu l'dvar mitzvah. They both say David Dover is also even with Dvar Mitzvah. So why? Chesed the Mitzvah is Motor. So Mishavua brings down the Acholkim of the Mogen Avraham, the Ali Rabba, the Meir Mordechai, Birkei Yosef, all argue and say David Dover is Mutter by Chesed the Mitzvah. However, Mishavua comes out Lalocha, like the Tosef Shabbos, Machzor Shekel, the Busei Tzrad, they all hold that the only time Mitzvah Chesed is Mutter is the Gemara's case is when there's a Tzorich on Shabbos. In most cases, you make an appeal on Shabbos, or you're trying to iske rabin, there's a tzorich on Shabbos to speak about the mitzvah. Stam to say, tonight I'm running an ois, there's no tzorich in that, that is also, that's stam sipurim ba'almo. Therefore, the mashal, a big nachmino, it's on Shabbos, you tell a person, tonight I'm lining by my in-laws, tonight I'm lining by the yeshiva. Lining is a malacha, it's var mitzvah, but it's on Shabbos, you tell a person, tonight I'm lining by my in-laws, tonight I'm lining by the yeshiva. Lighting is a malacha, it's Dvar Mitzvah, but it's Osir. You now say that on Shabbos, light, say a Chanukah. Tonight, were you lighting? Even though it's Dvar Mitzvah, but still, it's Osir because there's no Tzorich in that. And therefore, the telephone, tonight, where I'm lighting Chanukah is, that's Osir. Tonight, I'm going to go drive to Bikur Cholim, that's Osir. Tonight, I'm flying to Eretz Yisrael, even though it's all the Mitzvah, but there's no Tzorich in that, therefore, it'll be Osir. Sorry? No, it is Tzorich for the mitzvah. But if it's Tzorich for the mitzvah, it'll be Osir. Yes, that's why in America kids are pointing at Tzorich, even though it's all the mitzvah. Because no Tzorich in that. Now, what about the magical phrase of Nisht in Shabbos Kirat? Does that help or not? So, the word first is Nisht in Shabbos Kirat, everyone says, that means I'm not going to speak about this on Shabbos, I'm not allowed to. And then you can go speak about whatever you want. Is that mutter, is that also? Can you say, I'm not like all these can say, I'm not speaking Lashon Hara, and go speak Lashon Hara. That is also. On Shabbos, is there a makor, such a hatu, or is it Narish? So my says, there's a makor, the Eshul Avram, the Muchacho, the beginning of Shin Zayin, his case is, he writes over there, that when a person makes a zichun about Shabbos Kodesh, he makes Shabbos, and then he speaks about what he wants, speak again about a hefts removal, and he wants to speak about what he wants. There he says, maybe it's mutter. Why? Yeah, we explained in how the Sha'arim Sir Malach explains, because the Shabbos speech on Shabbos has to be different than the speech of during the week. Now during the week, you won't start off, this is a Shabbos Kirat. It's a different speech. It's a Shino, it's an Antwoord speech. The speech of Shabbos cannot be like the speech during the week. Therefore, he tied it to the Hefsim Rubo. He said, Zohin at the end, even though Hefsim Rubo, but that would be a Makar to Mat, initial Shabbos Kirat. His speech on Shabbos is not like the speech you'll have during the week. Again, Alvin, I love my life, first of all, he said only has to move on. Tzmat never has to move on. Number one. Number two is also he vibes Tzarvian. Number three is none of the place can bring down this Muchacho, Yimangas Kiddush. The Pele Yoyt and his Erev on Shabbos, he stopped off bringing down this minig of he's writing this 550 years ago, this minig, and he's saying this type Shabbos grad, he writes in Hebrew, B'li Amir Shabbos. So he says it's Ktat Puris, it's Amaratim, think you can get away with it. Kukum with Pula, it's all a joke. And about it, anyone who says it, then he goes speaks, he's not saying Sheker. This is Shabbos Kirat, and then he goes says it. Sheker is saying, they said about it, it should not be done, it's also, it's Narish, there's no point, there's no Makar for it. So again, even though there is a Muchacho, he's only going to have to move on any blood to Athena himself. And about it, everyone here, they come out never, and again, I'll have to move on a person who's never used such a Heter. Just Sukumo was mentioned. First, we see that a person should have Begodim. Miyuchad for Shabbos, Abkhavad Shabbos, they should be nice, clean, and clean. They should also be Miyuchad, special for Shabbos, Mekav and Regal, Bad Roshay. They should not wear it during the week at all. I mean, especially Bachim, they want to wear the same shirt on Sunday, because, you know, they already did. They got back and cleaned this Friday night. To wear it on Sunday, they're about to not touching, they slept in the Mudra Shabbos. But you should not wear it Sunday morning, Tuesday, that would Kuliyam, we shouldn't. When to put it on, it should be as close to Shabbos as possible, after your Chitza or bath. When to take them off, either after Abdullah, after Lav Malka, or after Mir Minigas until you go to sleep. That's also the golden. The walking in Shabbos should not be like the walking during the week. You should walk the Nachas, not go quickly. However, if a tiny is mutter, go up the rain is mutter, when he shot the chak, or any mitzvah, that itself is mutter. Well, does that help for Yom Shabbos? The Pesach Shiva being down, you bring down the folk, you bring down Machlekes, if that helps. Shiva itself is Machlekes.
You do that by Shiva.
It sounds like Esther Shiva shows Yom Shabbos. Especially you guys have conflict shows, those are Yom Shabbos.
You
should have. Is that, again, tell you, everything you should have is, that's the one thing includes a Chiyuv. More than that is a Toyuv. You should have everything. Enjoy running? Yeah, it's more to. I don't know. I mean, Mitzvah Chetzichah, to go up on your facing, again, to carry Pisser, it's also only if it's recognizable when he's wearing a bus stop, it's recognizable unless it's raining. However, for Mitzvah, it's more to, therefore, you can sell Elias on Shabbos, or you can make the bill on Shabbos. So Chabim is motor, that's why you can make community announcements on Shabbos. But that, but what does that mean? Taish was learning to keep me Mar Ben Sicha, means it's supposed to be Mar Ben Sicha. But Tainug, if it's your own Tainug, it's motor, you know, it's Lab means Chassidus. For the other person, if he enjoys it, you don't. If Oster, if you enjoy it, because he enjoys it, actually, Yish Lahakul. The Grashida Sibra is Oster, meaning you cannot speak about things that are Oster on Shabbos, even though you're speaking about after Shabbos. However, it says in the Lashon that it's Lashon Hero, like saying, I'm going to Bnei Brak, that'll be mutter. Go there and tell the Machlokes a place, give nearly should be mutter. For a mitzvah also would be also left in the Torah on Shabbos. Can't speak about saying, when you light Nehru's Hanukkah at night, that'll be also left in the Torah said on Shabbos. Nishtar, Shabbos grant, avada, a person should not use this heter. The mitzvah, the Shibur Tatov, in Hilchot Shabbos, the Chalgimu, that a person has to learn Hilchot Shabbos. Why? Because if not, because the Yaris Tvash, that for sure a person will be over Mitzvah Shabbos. He says it's not shaykh for a person not to be over Hilchot Shabbos if he's not learn Hilchot Shabbos. It's not shaykh. So Mitzvah Shisharim in Perek Yudalev, he goes on Mikiyas, he goes through common mitzvahs, and they're anothim, the protim, the different branches. So when it comes to Shabbos, he has two paragraphs. He says, the vada lamates locha, the vada person has to be makbid on, and we have to do. Then he says, what's hard for a person to do? What's the chikoshim on the amma? What's hard for people? He says, what? Mitzvah Chetzichah v'davidover. That's the one Klai Yisrael. That is the hardest thing for a person to be mitzvah on, says the Mitzvah Shisharim. Why? Because might say, especially people working, they're supposed to work all day, all week, and they come Shabbat, it's hard for them not to think about Master Martin, not to think about during the week. So, the Chavtan says, you have to be nizr, mamash, everything about, you have to nizr about Hilchot Shabbos, you have to be very careful about it. And the Mitzvah Shisharim says, and what's the hardest part of Shabbat? The hardest part is mamash, to the Mitzvah Chetzichah v'davidover. So how much more a person has to be careful of the Shmiro, specifically about how they speak on Shabbos, how they use the pound Shabbos. And with that, we are Shemirs, tackle with Zerchel, with Yishayin Novi, and Zor, the Otis Amek Allah Shemir.